Any PCG listings statewide one? Any PCG listings statewide one?
PCKJO from WAFU.
Hey, Sean, I think he said he wouldn't be listening to statewide one today, but he might be on an FBI link, F1 over on UHF there, NAWRO.
Oh, okay. I knew he was traveling. He was going to be on Lansing. And I knew this, this system has pretty good presence, you know, most of the way out there and when once you're out there. So I didn't know that the CMN M1 network had any presence in Lansing. So, but that's why I thought I'd try him here. No big deal. Just going to see what his schedule will look like. How are you doing? And talk to you in a minute.
Yeah, not too bad. I can't complain. Looking for the weather to turn here, of course, like all of us. I'm a little unclear why he's not monitoring statewide one today, but you had a QSO after your morning drive QSO with him a little bit ago, and I forget which Central Michigan repeater he was on, but he did say he's his first job site, I think you already knew this, right across from the peanut place.
Right, yeah, puts them right downtown. So, anywho, you know, it's on fire. You have something on fire in the 16 and Grossbeck area. That's quite a bit of smoke. Oh, phone's ringing. I'll be back. WAFU.
NAWRO.
Sorry about that, Tim. I got bombarded by a phone call. So, just have to drop out.
NAWRO. No worries. It's a work day for you. I forgot what we were talking about, but yeah, we're, I don't know if you know this or maybe you heard, we did get approval to do the background checks through the iChat. So myself and Dave Senior are knocking those off. That'll be one thing to get done this week or next, maybe, and get that off our plate.
Outstanding. Yeah, very good. All right. At least, you know, now you got something, you know, because that was kind of a big, you know, a big gray area, you know. It's like, well, what, who, when, how, why. So, outstanding. And I saw the DMR talk. That's kind of cool. I have that in, like, one radio at home. Certainly, I don't have the talk loop, but I have, you know, other stuff. I can get that. I don't have it in any of these radios here. You know, these all require the Motorola software and programming cable. No doing it by hand. Not that there's a whole lot of DMR programming that's easy to do by hand.
Yeah, I was quite pleased with that. I tossed it in the radio here at the base and Connect Systems, and it's on low power. I can get over to Warren there, crystal clear. We had 88OD, John on there, Wally and I, and we were chatting, and it was really nice of them to set that up for us, so... Yeah, I didn't realize that existed. I didn't realize that power existed, and that Oakland had, you know, that they're present. But yeah, I'm always gonna play around with it a little bit and then lease it to the guys.
Well, if nothing else, it gives you a Brandmeister, you know, an over-the-air Brandmeister repeater. So that's kind of cool, and it is in the in our footprint, in our stomping grounds. So that's cool. When you say Oakland. Do they have their repeater? I don't think they have their repeater network to anything. Or are you saying it is?
It's my understanding, apparently, Dell, the DEC at Oakland, has is involved in helping us out with this. So I guess it might be the beginnings, or maybe they already started on the beginnings of, Wally's D2 idea. Which is outstanding if they already got a head start on us.
Well, I don't know. I just, like I said, I had heard that the Oakland County DMR repeater was not networked in any way. That's just what I heard. Anyhow, enough on all that. We're on another network right now, and I know, being a bit of a network owner myself, I prefer people don't set up other networks on my network. So,
hey, good point. Moving on, we did get a couple of new members. Is Paul working today? Because I should probably send him an email just to advise. We picked up one that he's all set. He's going to be fine. But apparently he's, I guess you'd call it a legacy member, back when Paul was EEC. And so I should kind of did it backwards here, but we should let him know that he's back on the roster. I think he'll be a big guy.
Yeah, very good. Hold on, I got to make an order at Starbucks here. WFD, I'll be back. Okay, I ordered my coffee. Now I'm sitting here in front of the sign. Look at this, Dubai chocolate bites, berry blondie, cookie, croissant, swirl, chocolate pistachio loaf. Oh, my goodness, they're trying to kill me.
Careful now. That's not on your diet. It's not on mine either, that's for sure.
Sure looks good in the picture, though. Anyhow, yeah, we're doing some templating work, which is the amateur equivalent to code plug, writing code plugs. It's just, that's what's got me out and about today. I've got meetings with several agencies to discuss all the dominoes that fall when you make one change, and all the concerns and interoperability and all that. So, but I'm real hopeful that I got myself a coffee. I'm going to go into this meeting here shortly, and we're going to get this all worked out and be one big, happy, interoperable family.
Ah, perfect timing. Just in time for that conference next week, I think you guys are going to. Interesting to see Wally's take on that when he comes back.
Yeah, I was explaining to elsewhere to somebody else was asking me about it, and I think Anthony was asking me this morning. And, it used to be two separate conferences. There was the AUCCOM conference, and then there was the Communications Interoperability Board's conference. And they blended them together several years ago. It's been together ever since. I think the first year I went was the first year they were together. And so because there's so much overlap, there's things that public safety, first responders, would, should, could know about AUCCOM offerings, and there's things that, are happening in the first responder public safety sphere that is of interest to AUCCOM people. And so there's a lot of overlap, so they combine the two, and what they do is the things that are of interest to both, are common. But then they generally have breakout sessions, like you can pick, I can go to this or I can go to this. And, they tend to favor more the public safety side or the AUCCOM side of the house. And it's pretty cool, but it's a blending of the two, things. And it's all about interoperable communications, and that comes from, that's why I'm so big on the AUCCOM thing, because it don't care. Everything falls under AUCCOM. All right, anyhow, I'm paying for my drink here. Hold on.
N-A-W-R-O copy.
All right, all paid for it, just waiting for my drink.
Yeah, it's right there in the name, though, interoperability. So you want to merge the two and, practice what they're trying to preach.
Yeah, you can actually go to the website, the state website. It's under the MPSCS. You can find your way to it, but you can find it, and generally gives the agenda, and then it gives a detailed review of what each of the sessions are going to be about, and sometimes there's really good information. I find there's usually in the whole conference. Thank you very much. Take care. Of all the conferences, hold on, I had to switch, had to set the microphone down so I could use my right hand and cup my coffee holder and steer away from the window so the person behind me doesn't get angry waiting for their coffee. But, so they give you an agenda, and then they give you a detailed review of what each of the classes are. And, like I said, if you look that over, you can kind of see what I mean. I think Wally's already looked it over. So I usually look at over on Tuesday. Most everything's common on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, there's a lot of, you know, this or that choices. So I can, pick the one that's most interesting. And every year I find there's usually one or two, on a really good year, maybe three of the sessions that are informative and give me some new information. But it's the hobnobbing with the vendors and the having a cocktail with all my business associates. That's really the winning. That's been the most productive part of the council year in, year out.
Yeah, I remember actually surfing around. I'm there now on the site, and I remember surfing around last year when you went, and it does look quite interesting. Opening address from MPSCS, so that's definitely in your wheelhouse there. And then some other stuff there.
Well, in my particular case, I'm on the Communications Interoperability Board, so it's kind of, you could say, I'm throwing the party. So those work group reports and all that stuff, I'm on many of those, if not all those work groups. Well, not all of them, but some of them I don't really have much to say on, but encryption and in particular, and a few others I generally weigh in on quite heavily. But the day one is like mostly generic. I don't think there's breakouts. And then Wednesday gets into where there's, like this or that, And sometimes, like you'll see Verizon on the, on this or AT&T on that. And a lot of times just a big, circle jerk, And I'm trying to look how great we are. Use us, And I get tired of those, but sometimes fist fights break out, and Verizon's in the audience and AT&T's making some claims. One year it was like we were all laughing because it looked like a fight was going to break out between Verizon and AT&T.
That's almost funny, but I guess maybe not really. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Developing exercises for Oxcom. Looks like Max is putting that one on. So that would be more of an Aries, ARPSC related there. That'd be interesting. Maybe Wally could go to that if he's so chooses. Yeah, quite interesting. A lot coming out of this.
Yeah, I want to make sure the boss perhaps takes in some of those as well so that he remembers what our duty is as ESF, ESF2. That's a very important thing we can't forget, regardless of what others think.
Did you copy my last, Sean, or did I drop out?
Something happened here. All of a sudden, I wasn't getting a talk permit tone. I couldn't transmit. I wasn't seeing any signal strength or anything. So I switched channels, and it grabbed Detroit. Now I'm back. So I'm down here in around 9 in Gratiot, and I was losing it. I was just going to basically say I'm here. So I gotta get inside about 10 minutes early, which is what I wanted to be. So we'll continue, and I'm gonna go. I went over on UHF, I called for you. So I'm gonna go clear out with Phil real quick, and then get inside. W8FU.
Copy that. Have a good one, Sean. And I will be listening most of the day. N8WRO clear.
W8DD is mobile. This is KFADNS from Harbor Springs.
Hey, I caught you. How you doing, Anthony? Hiding out on DMR?
Just the other day I picked up a mag mount antenna, and I just put it on before I went to lunch, so I figured I would give it a try, see how it was working.
Well, your RF performance into the whatever repeater you select is impeccable. No problem there. We just we had a bunch of work down here in East Point, and just got through eating at Plaza Mexico. And and I head west on 9 Mile Road, the center line.
Been to Plaza, Mexico in a long time. That place has some delicious food back when I was there, at least.
I've always been happy when I go there. I have a buddy who swears by it. I thought it was either the chili rellenos or the tamales. I can't remember which, but he said they were particularly good at that location. And I got some chicken enchilada verdes instead. And those were really good. My coworker got, I think, just ground beef burritos.
Being on a full belly in the cold is difficult.
Yep, there you go. So, which radio is that, by the way, that you're on right now? Might be a little on the hot side.
Work on that. It's really any phone 878, and I have a CD hand mic that I'm using, and I have worked on the mic gain multiple times on this radio and just cannot seem to get it right.
Yeah, okay. But just I don't know, seems a little hot or something, but you're okay. I just, you know, just like I said, if you're conscious of it, it's supposed to be fine. Anyhow. This radio is generally pretty good at compensating for that with the ALC. But, what's this? I got a 2-2 train? No. And I got something coming up here.
I'm going to order some food. I'll be right back.
Sorry about that. I had to make a quick decision on my path here. I heard something about the railroad tracks being all tore up at 9 and Grossbeck, so I turned right at Shaner here. I'll take Shaner north at 10. Avoid all that.
That's all right. I was ordering food in the drive-thru, so I was in disposed anyways.
All right, let me call my coworker, let him know that the road's jacked up here. Tell him to turn north if he hasn't already got caught up in it all. I'll be back. WFU.
WADOD monitoring. W8MW listening on statewide 1.
W8DD.
This is W8DOD. Could I get a signal check, please? I'm working off a rubber ducky off a handheld.
W8DOD. W8DOD. N-A-W-R-O, Macomb County. Read you loud and clear.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. W-A-D-O-D, clear.
Anytime. N-A-W-O, clear as well.
K-E-A-R-U-H from K-E-A-W-U-O.
John, K-E-A-W-H.
Howdy, sir. What's the good word with you?
I'm on my way home. That is a good word. I was just reading the text messages, but it sounds good. Unfortunately, it sounds like we're going to have one to two that will never work, but that could be okay, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, depends on what you want to do. I think if we got more of those skins, you might be able to get them all to work. But yeah, let's see, I think that the one that's working but doesn't have a push-to-talk button, I can put the new, you know what I might try to do is, take apart the one with the cracked screen and put the fresh new skin with screen on that one, and then hopefully I can take that push to talk button from the one with the cracked screen and put it on the one that is working and has a good screen, and then that would be two that are working, and then we would have two that aren't. But, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that we could take those things apart and put them back together and then, you know, potentially get a couple of screens or skins, whatchamacallits, for it. And that might solve a lot of our problems. How much were those skins?
I had, I think I bought it on eBay for $90, something like that. One of the things that I read that people really recommended was to buy them like what I have, like with the screen, the new keypad, all that stuff, because they said, just like you can imagine, a lot of times just re-skinning them and setting all the tables and the screen is a pain in the butt, so they said to just buy them in that fashion. I could definitely order another one if you think that could result in having three working radios.
Yeah, we might do that. I just pulled it up on eBay and I'm seeing them from anywhere from $140 to $152. So I think either one of those, you know, that would probably help. I'll try to get into it and put them together and see if I can get you one working, like, hopefully tonight, and then you'll have something, and then we can kind of address the other ones as, you know, as we go on. But I think, yeah, for $160 to have a brand new looking Motorola XPR 7550E, you know, it's probably worth it. So yeah, I think where there's a will, there's a way.
Okay, I will look back in my eBay history and try to buy the exact same one from the same store, and we can get that. Yeah, because, I mean, man, it would be a small price to pay to be able to cobble three of those things together, you know, and then we can figure that out, because I think we've decided they're really good radios. It'd just be, it'd be nice to have them clean and fresh looking.
Yeah, they're, I mean, those things are so beat up. One of them, in order to program it, the screw that the programming cable screws into, you know, it's kind of like a kingsert, one of those things was just completely missing, so I have to hold the connector onto the side of the radio while I read it, and then hold that, you know, programming cable into the side of the radio while I program it. And it worked, so, yeah, I mean, I guess you don't need the skin on that particular one, but I think that one was missing the push-to-talk button. So it's like, well, if we're going to replace some of the skins on these, we might as well just go all out. So, well, very good. Yeah, so I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty happy with the progress that I made. I got them all programmed. The one works. So it doesn't have like the big push to talk button, but you can see where that push to talk button pushes on like the side on the board, and you can just manually push that button. So that's how I know it works, is I was using that method, you know, to talk on it. So it didn't have the big button, but I could see, you know, what I needed to push to make it work. And it worked fine. I had a decent little QSO with Brian. I forget his call sign right now. BPD, W8BPD, I think it is. But yeah, so it went well. I think Tim chimed in there too. And it was working great. And I want to say it was receiving better than my other radio. So. Yeah, pretty cool.
All right, well, when I get home, I'll hop on, look at eBay, see if I can find the one that I ordered in the past, get one on order, and go from there. Because, like I said, if we can get two of them, maybe three of them working, that'd be incredible.
Yeah, I agree. That would be, those things would have come a long way if we could find a way to manage that. So I'm impressed with how much use and wear and tear those things endured and still worked. I mean, they looked like they got run over by a car and dragged, you know, across the parking lot, and you know, they were still working. So that's pretty impressive. But all right, well, I will let you. I'll let you get back to it. I think I did just find one for $100. The same. Oh, this isn't. This might not be Motorola branded, but $100 for it. I think it is. But anyway, I'll let you go. But yeah, we'll stay in touch, and I'll try to get the one working tonight, and then maybe if I'm feeling rambunctious, I'll swing it by. But we'll talk soon. KE8WUO, over to you.
In other words, I just to keep in touch and figure something out. And if you do swing by today, tomorrow, whatever, I do have that VHF radio to hand off to you to see if you can get something going with that. And let me know if you're not going to get by tonight and you want to just postpone it till tomorrow. I do work from home tomorrow. I got a little bit of running around to do, but most of it I should be at home. So we'll catch up at some point over the next few days and go from there. Hope you're enjoying your vacation still, and we'll catch up with you soon. K8RUH.
All right, sounds good. And unfortunately, I am back at work today for the rest of the week until the weekend, but when I get home, I can try to find my precision screwdrivers and figure out how to open that thing up and swap out the contents and get it over to you. So I'll talk to you hopefully later tonight.
Sounds good.
Any GMP testing?